DW.
He did write a court story. I rewrote it.
What? Girls do not do rewrites.
Why not?
That's simply how we do things here. We have rules, protocol.
Well, those rules are dumb. If copy's good, it's good.
At the beginning of this year, I indulged in the first season of a historical drama about a team of young women at the News of the Week in New York in 1969. Fed up with being relegated to research positions while their male colleagues get the glory, bylines, and thicker pay packets, they decide to mount an official inequality complaint. But just as they're poised to file said complaint, the season ends. And with it, the series, which wasn't recommissioned. Whether Amazon, whose studio head Roy Price quit this week after sexual harassment allegations, felt the viewing public didn't need to witness the on-screen emancipation of women in the newsroom, we'll never know. But there's a touch of irony in that equation. Almost half a century later, female reporters are no rarity. But that doesn't imply that equality reigns supreme on the labour market. Certainly not here in Germany. As a mother of five for whom I have long been both prime carer and breadwinner, I'm well versed in the challenges of scaling the walls of that slippery edifice known as the work-family balance. Throughout years of trial, error and retrial, I've been acutely aware of the constant presence of society at large. The great observer, the presiding judge and mixed gender jury, bound by conventions I cannot and will not understand. From comments made directly to my children about how awful it must be for them to be collected from school by a babysitter, or remarks to me insisting that the only people my offspring really want to be with are their parents, I've been repeatedly stunned by the frankness of those looking in from the outside, implying that in working to support my family, I'm somehow being negligent. That attitude is underscored by Organisation for Economic Cooperation and Development statistics that reveal mothers in Germany contribute below 23% to family income, which is less than in any other European OECD country.
Butter.
That such antiquated family structures persist here is attributed by turns to inadequate childcare facilities, inflexible labour laws, and gender pay disparity. Those are all doubtless factors, but I think there's also an element of inherited mentality, as one of my daughter's female teachers highlighted, and not for the first time, earlier this week.
Today we had sport and we played this game, and the girls got 5 points extra before the game even started.
Seriously?
Yeah. It's as if my teacher thinks that we're lame and we need an extra 5 points because we're not good enough. After the game, we had 35 and they had 25, and the boy said without those 5 extra points, we would have not won anyway, but we would have won because we would have had 30 points and they would have only had 25, so would have won.
And therein lie two tales of poor calculation, one more damning than the other. It's hard to believe the attitude is restricted to one class in one school in one corner of Berlin's former East, where women, incidentally, did go out to work. And that was my own experience growing up. In her early 20s, my mother defied convention and confounded male expectation when she became a lawyer with small children. In so doing, she made a quiet yet definite mark against sexism. Partly, she's told me since, to set me a positive example. And as absurd as it is, even in 2017, I feel a similar need for my daughters to see me work, to use this time we spend living together to show them that they can dance out of step with those around them, and thereby make their own contribution to the slow-burning revolt that is women in the workplace.
This report was brought to you by DW.